Agenda item B, timing for sale of special hunt permit applications. This is also a briefing.
Great. Thank you, Vice Chair and members of the Commission for the record. This is Mick Cope, and with me presenting this issue today is Evan Yet, our wild system manager in our licensing division. As a way of introducing the subject here, over time we've received a few requests to be able to purchase your special hunt permit application earlier, at the same time that you purchase your hunting license. We start selling hunting licenses in December, on December 1st, and that in the past, and even currently, the way the current rules are, we sell special hunt applications for things such as quality bull, cow elk, or a variety of other species for special hunts that you promulgate rules in April, typically, for those permits. We usually sell those special applications in April and May and have the submittal period coincide with the application purchase time frame. We've been asked whether we could sell the applications in December along with the licenses, so hunters would have kind of a one-stop shop and be able to kind of get everything they wanted at the same time. This as a briefing and looking for any input from your perspectives. We are also kind of communicating with our Game Management Advisory Council, and I can give a little update on that after Evan kind of walks through what the nuts and bolts of this issue are. Is there any clarification that I can provide via that introduction?
This is Dave Graybill. Just that, Mick, it sounds like this is in response to public's request.
That is correct.
Excellent. Okay.
Great. And so I'll tag Evan here.
All right. Thank you. With this request, it came down to licensing to look into how we could implement this approach. We put together a few different options that we started looking at, and really for this first year, we looked into two different options, really, and really it comes down to one. We're allowing the sale of the special hunt application starting December 1st with the 2018 catalog, and then like Mick said, continuing the submittals in mid-April through mid-May. The other option there would be to make no change and continue as we are today with the sales and submittals happening at the same time. And so we looked at some of the pros and cons to making this change and how it impact the customers and the agency. Like Mick said, with the first pro here is the customer can get everything in a single transaction. One thing we like to push around with the December 1st start of the sales is getting those gift purchases for Christmas and being able to buy your hunting and fishing license early, and having the special hunt applications available at the same time would benefit the customer and benefit the agency as well with that revenue coming in. It also allows the agency to promote the special hunt sales longer. With a 30-day window of our sales right now, it's tough to get additional emails out to customers and get signage out in our dealerships to promote those sales. And so this would give us about 5.5 months to actually do that. Looking at the way the wild system's configured right now, it's a minimal change to make this happen. We have the ability to do that in-house without any code enhancement or anything, so my team can just flip those dates in the system. So pretty easy transition for us to get those ready for December 1st. Looking at some of the potential impacts on customers, the current process for getting your special hunt application is to have your license and tag at the time you buy the application. So So typically you have the pamphlet in hand when you buy your application and prep for submittals in April, and so you know exactly kind of what hunt you want, what weapon choice you want, and so doing this early and not having that information could potentially get somebody to decide they're going to go modern firearm in December and get into April and see that that hunt's not available, and therefore they would have to do a tag exchange. That process right now is built into the system. It's a pretty easy process. We've actually made that a little bit easier. Before, they used to have to contact the agency and talk to customer service to get that approved. Now they can do that through a licensed dealer with no agency interaction. So that is still an impact on the customers. They would have to go back into a dealership to get that tag exchange to the weapon choice they would like. Another issue that we could see, and a wildlife program would be working to make sure this doesn't happen, but it's possible that come April commission time, that a hunt category would be eliminated. If we start selling those categories in December, then we'd be looking at potentials to customers with an application that they can't use, and so then we get into a situation where we have additional staffing costs and time for refunds and impact on those customers. And so the wildlife program at this point feels that they'd be able to have those decisions made and know ahead of time before the December 1st sales starting date. Another issue we have is around the multi-season tags. So this drawing is done in March every year, and a lot of those customers will get their applications. With this application, you don't have to have your license and tag to apply. Many of those individuals that participate in this will wait until after the drawing to find out if they won, because that'll impact the sales process, because then they can get their license and then the multi-season tag instead of getting their general season tag. And then once they have that multi-season tag, it allows them to participate in additional hunts come special hunt time period. If they were to buy everything before that multi-season drawing takes place, and have their license and tag, their general tag already, it's kind of a cumbersome process right now in the system to give back that general tag in order to purchase the multi-season tag. So they would have to go into a licensed dealer, contact DFW, we void out that general tag so that they could then get the multi-season tag at the dealership. So that does require a phone call right now, and we have a task on our list to clean up that process, similar to how we did the tag exchange process this last year. So those are some of the issues that I found on the customer side. On as far as the rulemaking side, we look at WAC 220, 412, 80 that gives us the authority to sell the applications. Currently, for deer, elk, cougar, and bear, it states to apply for a special hunt season permit for all categories of deer, elk, cougar, or bear. Applications must have valid big game hunting license and tag for the appropriate species. And so looking at this WAC, we've always interpreted that as at the time of purchase, you can purchase the application and submit your application. So it's possible that we may need to change that instead of to apply to state to purchase your special hunt application, so that there would be no change to the system and it would require that license and tag at the same time. There's also, looking at it, there could be interpretation that purchase and the application starts the apply process, so it's possible that a change wouldn't need to be made on that.
Thanks, Evan. Any questions, commissioners?
Go ahead, Kim.
Is there a charge to the customer for a license exchange or voiding out the multi-season tag?
No, there's no charge for that.
No cost. Okay.
No.
Mr. Keeney, I think I heard.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. I was just curious that you said you were going to let us know what GMAC thoughts were and their advice.
Yes, Commissioner, I did. We sent an email to GMAC because this was kind of on a short turnaround, and our next GMAC meeting isn't until December. And so we've received partial feedback from members. Currently, their opinion is split. Some are in favor, some are not. The main reason folks are not in favor is this concern about increased confusion related to buying the application early and then why can't I submit it now? I've been able to submit it all for years whenever I buy it, but you guys don't have any HUD choices out, and then phone calls that would ensue from that, and then also folks being concerned that people would buy them in December and then forget they bought them, and then contacting us in April and May and increasing that workload as well. So we haven't received full feedback from everybody, but that's what we're hearing so far.
Thank you. And is there an expected increase in cost? It would seem there would be to our staff to make these changes.
Minimal.
On the wild system change side, it'd be a minimal cost, is what we're hearing from our licensing division. There would probably be an increase in cost for the agency from fielding phone calls and responding to those inquiries. And
thank you.
Yeah.
This is Dave Graybill. When do you anticipate this going into effect if you were to proceed? 2019?
The changes that are needed that are in the system aren't incredibly difficult, and so like technically we could put this in place in December of this year.
I have a question to follow up on that. Am I interrupting?
No, you are not.
It doesn't look like there's a lot in rule that would need to be changed. The issue of the multi-season and the dates, is this just a procedural change?
So in general, this is a procedural change. There is a possibility that that WAC 220.412.080 might need some changes to make this effective. It's a little bit in the interpretation of the language there. If we would require that, we need a change to actually allow folks to purchase these in December with the right license tag in hand.
Thinking perhaps this could be put forward as a pilot and then evaluated without a whole lot of, going through administrative hassle with rule change and that sort of thing.
We could pilot it. In my experience, when we change things, it causes some ripple effect, and to change them very often, very frequently, would add some instability to the system. But it could be piloted, I guess.
This is Dave Graybill.
Go ahead,
Nick. You mentioned that there was potential for confusion whenever you have any kind of a change like this. But if we were to institute this December 1st, it seems like it would be difficult to notify the public so that they're fully aware of this new change. And I'm just afraid that if we do that this soon, we'll get a lot of complaints from the public that just because they weren't aware, because this would be a significant change.
Yeah. The one nice thing about this group of customers is being with our new system, we require an email address to submit your applications online. And so we do have, this is the largest community of customers that we do have their contact information for. And so we can reach out to these customers pretty easily.
We definitely could reach out to them, but I do hear your concern and also agree with that, Commissioner Graybill, that it would be a change, and we're not looking to make this change to make things more difficult, and so it would definitely. I think you have a very good point.
This is Commissioner
McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac, and then Keeney, if I may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So just to follow up on that latter point, and then I have another question, but the matter of public comment on this is on the agenda now here on this special phone call. If it were instituted in December right away, has there been, and I'm behind on all the acronyms, but I bet Jay's question had to do with an advisory committee. But anyway, we're going to have public testimony on all the hunting business leading up to a decision in March. I wondered how you felt about the, and Dave was questioning the public awareness of it now, but how you felt about the possibility that public comment of everybody after they're aware of it in March would outweigh the benefits that seem to be accruing in terms of customer service to the people who'd like to do it early. How that plays out, and then I have one other follow-up question after that.
So, I think that the idea of slowing down is a good idea. We would be able to take public testimony and have any potential rule changes that would need to be made all put in front of the commission in a part of the package that we would do in March, April, and look for increased communication and education of our hunting community in the meantime.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is Jim Unsworth. Could I?
Sure, absolutely, Jim.
I think this is, with our current system, we can make changes rapidly, and so this would be a customer service item that we could add immediately. In my opinion, it could be confusing to people, and certainly a wait till next year is not going to disappoint people too much, I don't think. We've only heard from a handful of people that really would like this opportunity. So I do think this is something that could provide, that would benefit from a little bit more public input, and maybe there are other items along these same lines that we could implement for next December. This is something that's very attractive to the outfitted community, and people that just like the convenience of just going in and buying all their licenses at one shot and then being ready for the year. So I would support us gathering some public input on this, putting together a package that is ready to go next December 1st, and we could use our emails and other things to let people know, and we could promote this as a public service and a new bonus for hunters.
Okay, I think Commissioner McIsaac had one additional follow-up question, and then Commissioner Keeney.
Yeah. The other question has to do with economic benefit. But let me just say that I think we ought to do whatever we can to improve our customer service, and if this makes things easier for the public, that's a very strong argument. If we decided next March, after hearing from everybody, I guess we haven't got around to concluding things, but at this point, without hearing anything, it seems to me I'd favor waiting to hear from many more people. However, in your presentation, you mentioned something about possible increase in sales, and it would seem if we make it easier for the public that the universe of people that apply for such a thing could be greater. And that's my question. If it's do you have any estimate of if this was done, how many more applications would there be for special hunts? Because I know there are some people that apply for special hunts and otherwise might not even go hunting. And if they do not draw, sometimes they don't go hunting. So anyway, do you have any estimates of how many more people this would bring into the system and what that benefit in terms of financial business for the department would be?
Good morning, Commissioner. That's a good question. My name is Peter Verney. I'm the licensing division manager. You know, our special hunt folks and the people who buy special hunt applications has been pretty stable over years. We run around 260,000 special hunt applications. I don't think this would have a large uptick in sales volume. These folks are very specialized in what they do, and most of our entry-level hunters aren't already into the special hunt categories as they start. So it does offer a convenience, though, and somebody who wanted to come in and buy everything, what we hear is, well, my wife's giving me the checkbook, I want to buy everything I need, and then I'll get the regs when they come out and submit. So it's more of a convenience factor than I do think that it would be a big uptick in sales. We may get an opportunity to sell a few more applications to people that already buy, that are already special hunt people. They may just decide to buy a quality bull this year that they hadn't last year. But even though we allow the catalog to be sold in December for 2018, we don't have a tremendous amount of people that come in December and buy licenses. Most folks wait for the fishing regs and the hunting regs to come out. They really use those pamphlets quite a lot.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And that part about your wife gives you the checkbook and lets you buy anything that you need, I need to hear a little bit more about that, but maybe not.
I'll bet you do. Okay, Commissioner Keeney, you're on board.
Thank you. I guess right now I would suggest that the benefit to the few does not outweigh the confusion to the masses. And I am a tag buyer every year. I buy two tags at least or more. And, you know, I've adapted to say, well, that's when I buy my hunting and fishing license, and then the pamphlet's out, and that's when I get my tag. So, you know, it's a change your habit. I mean, that's my habit. And this wouldn't actually improve anything for me. I guess I haven't heard that there's enough people that want this right now. I mean, that could change if we held more, you know, open public sessions on it. But when the Game Management Advisory Council, that's the GMAC, is split on it, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to me like it's and it will have some additional staff time costs because there'll be a lot of confusion, and there'll be people that buy their special hunt tags in the December and lose them or forget them or, oh, yeah, and then try to get online and try to make it work, so they got to make a phone call. I don't know, it's the old adage. I'm not sure anything's broken except for a few people, and that could increase if we held more meetings. I would say this isn't worth the effort unless we hear from a large group that says, yes, we want to do this.
Well, this is Commissioner Carpenter. I tend to agree that we need to get more public input before we make a significant change that's going to irritate a bunch of people, because customer base is really important. Customer satisfaction is critical. So maybe that's my perspective.
This is Commissioner Graybill.
And Mr. Graybill.
This is a kind of a comment for Peter in licensing. I've heard from several dealers here in my region that, you know, Commissioner Keeney mentioned that, you know, he has a habit of doing things at a certain time. Well, with my family, the tradition was at Christmas to buy the fishing licenses as an exchange. I mean, that was something that we, as a family, did every year. And the dealers have mentioned they would like to see fishing license annual sales go back to December, too. and then the new licenses would be in effect beginning then. There's just a comment. It's something to consider along with this, because, you know, some in the hunting community want to see that moved up to December. I know a lot of people in the fishing community would like to see their new licenses be in effect January to January.
That'll be in effect.
So that's just a comment. I don't want to confuse the topic.
Do we have any other comments? To be continued.
Great.
Okay,
point.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the input.
Thank you for the presentation.
You.